More Ebeling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The club with his pants falling down, or the dance, that's a dream of romance.
Welcome back. Jack Ebeling here with my co-host for this segment, Ken Glickman. The clown with his pants falling down. That's not a reference to my co-host, right?
It depends. I mean,
that's happened too.
Not today.
Yeah, there you go.
Not today.
That's good news.
Yes.
Lot to talk about. I just want to mention very quickly that I was out in Owosso last week and saw a dress rehearsal of the Back to Broadway show.
Yes.
And Eric Daw can really sing.
Oh, he's terrific. He's been around for a long time. He
wow.
gets better and better.
And every time I think, you know, I've heard him before, and then he just hits me with something else. So.
And I have heard other people tell me that that's just a terrific show.
It is. I highly recommend it.
How long will it be going on?
This weekend, too.
Great.
Yeah.
I first wanted to tell our listeners that we're going to be having an interview today.
Yes.
With the artistic director of the Collage Concert number 4, which is Friday. This is a big, big thing. I'm not going to talk that much about it.
Okay.
I'm going to let Kevin Setatol talk about it, who is the artistic director. But I just want to say that it is one of these concerts where it's song after song after song with all kinds of different events, different groups playing. No applause in between. It just keeps on going, and it's very entertaining and very exciting. I'll let Kevin talk more about that.
Great.
I do want to mention that the Lansing Symphony Chamber Series opened up last Sunday. They do their concerts, for the most part, at Plymouth Congregational. This is a lovely venue for chamber music, and Richard Sherman is the artistic director of that, flutist with the Lansing Symphony, and they did a wonderful job with a trio, the Icarus Trio, which was cello, piano, and Chris Sherman. So these come up on regular occasions, mm-hmm. so people should watch out for the Lansing Symphony Chamber Series.
Okay, I have to ask you one quick question.
Yes.
Because you said flutist. Is it flutist or is it flautist?
It is both. I'm not going to say yes. It is both.
All right.
It's whichever.
Yeah, just clarify that.
The other thing is tonight is the opening night for the Williamson Theater, and this is their 5th year. So they are not the new guys on the block anymore.
Right.
They are established.
Pretty established.
Pretty established, and they you know, they have an interesting season in that it is all year long. They don't stop in May. They go throughout the summer. And they've got a very funny season. I guess that's not a good thing to say about a season. But, you know, usually Williamson is known for picking out new plays, plays that no one have ever heard before,
mm-hmm.
but that are all audience favorites. This time they've got some favorites here, plays that people know. But the first one people do not, and it's called Blue Door. And it's a serious play about an African-American male who is a tenured professor of mathematics, and he's sort of in a rut, and his wife decides to leave him, and he starts to see images of his ancestors coming to see him and coming to talk to him. And it's supposed to be very provocative and very interesting, a little bit on the serious side,
yeah.
but there's a lot of humor also. It's only a two-character play. It's directed by Susie Reagan. She has directed other things there. And previews are tonight, and it goes through October 17th. So you got some time to see this. What is funny about this season is that right after Blue Door is one of the wackiest, goofiest, dumbest, and funniest shows you've ever seen, Greater Tuna. Greater Tuna's been around for about 20 years, and it is just a real pleaser. And then Oedipus by Sophocles, which is usually, they don't get into the classics, but this is unusual. While We Were Bowling. I love the title of that.
While We Were Bowling.
While We Were Bowling, a Michigan premiere. Ellie Mocenary, which is a pretty good play that has been here before. And then And the Creek Don't Rise by Joe Zettelmeyer, who is a playwright that we like around here. Mm-hmm. She's had a lot of plays, both at Boar's Head and Williamson. So that is their series, and it begins tonight.
One other thing we should mention begins tonight, Ken, and be remiss if I didn't mention the Stages of the Law
Yes.
Theater Festival.
Yes.
The Adventures of Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
Tonight, and that it runs through October 3rd, and that's the Mid-Michigan Family Theater. And then we get into Stormfield and Among Friends, written by Christine Thatcher, and it goes from there.
Yeah, and I believe that that theater is in Frandor.
Yes, I think so. All right.
Okay, we have a special guest with us right now.
We do. And, let's have you introduce Kevin.
Very excited.
Are you all right here? This is a...
Okay, I think I'm going to make it. I'm going to make this, yes. Kevin Setatul is the director of bands at Michigan State University, but he's also the artistic director of maybe the most demanding and challenging concert of the year, and that is the Collage Concert tomorrow. Kevin, I want to welcome you to Ebling and You.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And tell me, how many... The listeners a little bit about this. I started to talk about it, but I think you could do it probably much better than me.
Well, this is a kind of a potpourri of music from the entire College of Music. We try to have everything represented that we can on this concert that's part of the College of Music. And the show is they're little vignettes of music that go one from the next with no applause in between. They all last somewhere between 4.5 to 6 minutes long, and the music moves all over the auditorium from the main stage to the balcony to the alcoves we're in the surround sometimes. So it's a very
exciting. I always wonder how logistically you deal with this, because one time it's a full band with 100 people on the stage, and the next show it's a jazz group, and the third thing it's a violin player, and the fourth thing it's a soprano, and I don't know how you do it.
Well, we just kind of I will tell you, the first year was difficult because nobody understood it. Now that we're on year four, people know more about what's going on and how to be in place and what it means to, you know, start right. We try not to miss a beat from the ending of one tune to the beginning of the next. And we also try to make it as jarring as possible. Going from the softest music to the loudest music, to slow to fast. We have all different kind of lighting that goes with this, and so it's a pretty big production for us, and we're excited about this year's concert.
What always surprises me, Kevin, is that it's done so early in the year. When do you start to plan it?
Let's see, when does school start? School started 4 weeks ago. We started planning it 5 weeks ago.
Wow.
Over the summer I kind of contact people about ensembles that I would like to have play, and different chamber groups or soloists, so they're kind of thinking about it. But we don't really know literature or anything, literally, maybe until the first week of school. And so we really hit the ground running, but it's a fantastic way to start the year.
So how many different events, how many different ensembles will be presented in that one night?
About 18. Some ensembles perform multiple times, like the Wind Symphony will perform 3 different times throughout the first half. The Symphony Orchestra performs 3 different times throughout the second half. Chorale will sing twice in the first half. But in total, about 18 different ensembles or soloists are represented.
Kevin, a lot of people are very familiar with Spartan Spectacular, but I take it that this is a showcase for the entire music department, and just about every form of music imaginable is represented here.
Yeah, and this year it's very, very international. We have music from all over the world this year, from the United States all the way to China. Of course, a heavy Western Europe influence. But we also have an Arabic ensemble. We have a klezmer ensemble. We have a bass clarinet quartet, for heaven's sakes. Who would think that anybody would write for that combination? But it's really an interesting piece. We have a bassoon quartet and percussion. It's just a very unique show this year.
Now, I understand you you have done this in other universities that you've worked for.
Yeah, I've done it at two other places. You know, at University of Michigan, they've been doing this type of show for
years.
Many years.
Yeah.
Except they do theirs in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was a director of bands at Baylor University, we started the collage concert there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And these concerts are very successful.
Well, they are, and I've seen them at Okemos High School, and I've seen them at Interlochen.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And
yeah.
Obviously I've seen them here as well. And I'll tell you, Kevin, the last time I saw the concert here, I thought it was a real hats off to the music department of Michigan State.
Because it
really displays all the different organizations that have done so well there.
Yeah, I would agree. We try to put our very best foot forward in this concert, and you know, we're trying. One of the things that we try to accomplish with this concert is educating people that might not normally come to a band concert that we have a very fine wind symphony, or people that come to band concerts, they hear our chorale. It's like, you know, maybe I'll go to that at some point. Or, you know, we're just trying to make sure the audiences, that we're trying to build audiences, of course, and that this show really helps do that for the entire college because it just represents so many different facets.
I'd like to remind the audience that if you have tickets for the College of Music events, those tickets will not get you into this particular concert.
This is a special ticket.
Right.
And there, I know that there are a few tickets left, but not a lot. We're close.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to sell it out this year, huh?
I think there's, well, we don't really sell the balcony because we have our choral ensembles up there.
Uh-huh.
So we're just about full on the floor. I bet you there might be 50 or 60 tickets left on the floor.
I'm guessing, Kevin, this is something that word of mouth, now you mentioned year four, has increased every year, and you probably find some people who come as a fan of one particular type of music, and they say, you know what, I'm going to just try to see something else here next year.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. And now we have people calling us about this concert and, you know, when is that? We don't want to miss it. And that's, you know, that's what we want to have happen. Unfortunately, it's on the Friday night, and there's high school football games. So we are losing a lot of our local high school bands, but we're hoping that the orchestras and the choirs will come out, which we seem to do okay. I mean, our ticket sales are good, and but next year we may move to Saturday or some other other day so we can make sure we get the entire local area here.
Right.
I bet you spend a lot of time putting this together.
Well, I have great grad students and
good slaves.
They've done an incredible job, and we're getting ready to go into dress rehearsal in 10 minutes, and the goal of this dress rehearsal is to not stop, and the three previous years we've not stopped in dress rehearsal because it's just so finely tuned and people know what they're doing. And
it's got to go like clockwork because
yeah,
there's no space between one. You know, that's the whole drama of it, is it goes from one to the other without, you know.
Yeah, you just don't know what's coming next.
Exactly.
That's the really interesting part of it. So, and we always say if you don't like what you're listening to or watching at some point, just wait. All you have to do is wait just a couple of minutes and you'll be on to the next. So.
Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay,
good luck with the
you.
Show. All right.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Kevin Setatol talking about collage, the artistic director, and once again, a lot of things happening this weekend.
Well, I wanted to mention one thing. The Symphony Orchestra is performing on, this is the MSU Symphony Orchestra. Ralph Vodopek, the eminent pianist here, is soloing with them, and they're playing Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. What's unusual about that, other than the fact that it's a very large, very well-known symphony, is that the next concert of the Lansing Symphony will also play the same piece.
Really?
So I don't know why.
Why is that?
Because they don't talk to each other, probably, or something. But it's such an immense piece to have in the same month, to have two major orchestras play it in the same hall is unusual. But in any case,
you could compare.
You could, but that would be a little unfair to compare.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe the planning could have been a little better.
Yeah.
All right. Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor. Ken, thanks so much, as always.
A pleasure.
And we will talk with you Monday night for our Get a Job segment. Ken also does a great job with that, and we will be back with much, much more. Our final segment, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.